Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my guest tonight has been a fixture on the Chicago hip-hop scene for 15 years. Psalm One, a.k.a. Hologram Kizzy, is a rap musician from Chicago. She put out her first full-length album in 2006 as the first lady of Rhymesayers, the hip-hop major label out of Minneapolis. But that was 10 years ago. Since that time, she's released about a dozen albums, EPs, and mixtapes independently. And just this winter, she parted ways with Rhymesayers after some public words back and forth after she wasn't included in the big 20-year concert. Always outspoken and extremely talented, Psalm One just released a new album with the Rapper Chicks, an alternative rap supergroup of female MCs. It's called the Rapper Chicks Punk Album. Psalm One is my guest tonight in studio. She's joined by Angelina, who is they make up half of the Rapper Chicks, and they are here on The Download. Good to see you.
What's up?
Good. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
So let's talk about the new music. This is a little bit of a departure for you because you've recorded as different artists and different styles of music, but this as a group is sort of a departure for you.
I don't like groups. I mean, I personally, at the beginning of my career, I had a wonderful experience with my crew, Nacrobats. We were able to do some cool things together as a group right before I signed to Rhymesayers. And then we broke up, you know, like, you know, a lot of groups do. So, but I vowed then never to be part of a group.
How hard is it, I mean, to be a part of a group? I mean, when you're a hip-hop group, you bring in lyrics, you're I mean, there's so much decision that has to be made around the beats, but it is a very solo kind of venture.
Being a rapper is very selfish. You can have your whole career in isolation, technically, especially now with the internet. You don't ever have to tour. You can make music in your own room and just send it out and still actually be considered a successful artist if you put your eggs in the right basket. For me, if I was going to get involved in the group, period, I did not want to venture into people that I couldn't trust. And that people that I ultimately couldn't be 12 hours on a plane or in a bus with, you know what I mean? I don't want to be looking at the back of your head like, I want to kill you right now, you know? I can't do it. I've seen some of my peers do it, and it just doesn't seem like a cool thing to do. So for me, it was getting to know these ladies and, you know, just they grew on me.
So. Well, Angelina, explain the Rapper Chicks.
The Rapper Chicks is a raunchy, sexy, aggressive rock girl group. We're breaking boundaries and we're doing things that, you know, guys could do, but we do it with like a little more sass, a little bit more sexy.
Sassy.
Yeah. I agree with what Sam said. A lot of groups are tough, but being a collective where there's so many tough personalities and good rappers, it's really hard to like center yourself and not feel like I'm the best. I'm better than, you know, I got better raps. I got better bars. I got, you know, so I think it was a big deal getting the four of us together. Because we were able to uplift each other as opposed to tearing each other down, you know, which is something.
What is it about this group? I mean, what is it about the four? You said, you know, you got to have positivity or you have to trust the people that are involved. What is it about these four or the three people that you're with, Psalm, that bring that out?
Well, for me, I've been a longtime collaborator with Fluffy, and then Alicia was brought to me through another collective, Bonafide. So, like, us getting together was sort of very organic. I known Angelina, then Angel Davenport, through the scene, but personally, I'm a little bit elitist and a little bit mean, so I don't really like rappers. So I was never really like, I was never looking like, oh, that person's so great that I want to work with them, but just the people that I were around were just encouraging it. And then I took a chance and let the Rapper Chicks kind of collective as it was then on stage with me 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I couldn't deny that it was like something really electric going on stage.
For people who aren't familiar with hip-hop shows and maybe have seen one or two, there always is this sort of collective, collaborative experience when you go see a show. Mm-hmm. You know, you go see there's a lot of rappers on stage. You know, you've seen it. And
unfortunately.
Yeah, but talk about that because, you know, a lot of people might be scratching their head listening going, well, it seems like, you know, even if it's Psalm One, you bring five or six other MCs with you and you know, it looks like a group. So what's the difference?
I think a big difference with us was we weren't all rapping. You know, we all have different skills. Mm-hmm. Sam is, she's kind of elite with rap. I just started rapping maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I was a poet, but I'm a quick learner. So as far as rap goes, like, I'm going to hold my own with her. Fluff was a little bit less of a rapper, more of an entertainer. You know, she brought charisma on stage. Same thing with...
She's a dancer.
Yeah, she has talents of her own. And Alicia, too, she's a miraculous singer. So I think it was a big deal that we complimented each other and didn't
also
overshine.
Alicia brings the gear. She's a gear wizard. So when you see us, all four of us, on stage together, or even when we bring Alicia in, it's just crazy because she has a keytar, amongst other things. So, you know, you see, you just smile big.
Yeah. She's a wizard. She's
keytar, like... Yeah, keytar is key. So that's a bad pun. But anyway, it's very good. And I think we all, like Angelina said, we all serve very specific purposes, and we don't overshadow each other. We complement each other.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you about your career, because where are you right now? Because, you know, you just publicly had this feud and end of your time with Rhymesayers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the project that comes out of it. I mean, is this what you see moving forward, is working collaboratively with other people? Do you also going to have more solo work coming up soon?
Yeah, I'm working on an album for next year. This year I'm going to put out something special. I don't want to say what it is right now, but I just figured out what it is. And it's going to really, it's going to create a lot of insight as to what my career has been doing. I think this public kind of feud with Rhymesayers shed a little light on, like, why I've been so independent. Mm-hmm. Why I haven't really been so quick to jump into bed with another label, just because Rhymesayers was my favorite label on earth, and this is the way.
This is a very this is the big, Atmosphere,
yeah,
other rappers.
Yeah, this is some of my favorite rappers
Atmosphere,
ever.
ASAP, Idea. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a conscious rap kind of powerhouse out of Minneapolis, and you've hinted. I you know, going back and looking at
you, look
hinted,
at the
there's a couple interviews in 2010, 2011. There, you could tell that you're not happy.
And
that you weren't getting what you thought you were going to get. Out
I was
of
trying to keep I was trying to keep it classy in the streets, and not say, well, you know, I'm upset and here's why. I never wanted to seem like the bitter rapper who, you know, sometimes. You see an artist blame the label for something, and you're just like, nah, you just need to be better or work harder. And maybe that is true in some respects, but I don't think so. I think that it was truly, I just got treated differently because I was just the lone female there, a black chick. I'm not from Minneapolis, you know. I just think there was just a lot of things working against me over there. And as far as a whole label thing, it was just like, well, this is my favorite label on earth, and I feel... unhappy here, so I know these other labels are probably going to be, you know what I mean, kind of more the same. And for me, I want to cultivate something myself and have the freedom to work independently or with anybody I want to, not have to worry about where the next artist's coming from or if somebody's going to want to put it out, because my fans want it.
I'm fascinated because, I mean, even if your work after you put out the record in 2006, you were at the forefront of the movement of releasing the music online for free. I mean, you know, you were doing that while you were at Rhymesayers, just saying, I'm working on a
iTunes,
record.
iTunes was huge then. Right. I just started really touring heavily when the internet became user-friendly. You know what I mean? Because, like, before, like, 2005, people were getting on the internet and everything, but it wasn't as user-friendly nearly as it started to become in 2006, 2007. Mm-hmm. Especially, don't want to, like, plug other products, but, you know, Steve Jobs and them really did a really good job with how to get on the internet through their products, and I was seeing that in real time as I was on tour. I was going on tour when we had to use a map. You know what I mean? Or print out MapQuest.
Right.
You know, now it's just all GPS or whatever. So, like, I've really survived this kind of internet invasion.
It's interesting now because there is a collective in Chicago. The rappers that are come out from Chance the Rapper down are all... I mean, that's their MO is to deliver that music for free. And it seems like it's you were ahead of that curve by...
A little bit.
By almost 10 years.
A little bit. I remember... somebody just telling me on your MySpace, MySpace was huge when I started coming up. So it was really like, put free music on MySpace. You know what I mean? Just put new songs all the time for your fans on MySpace and see what happens. I was really on the cusp of making sure that you have that content. And then when I started really getting unhappy with Rhymesayers, I had a friend of mine just say, you know what? Put out some music. Just put out some music. Mm-hmm. Because while you're sitting here bellyaching about your situation, fans really want this music, and whatever it is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about not putting, because, you know, when you have a huge platform and then you walk away from that platform but do something without that platform, it's common for an artist to get scared and say, nobody's going to have access to it, because you're going to go from, you know, going from a million people possibly hearing your stuff to 10,000. That's not good, you know, in terms of numbers. But the big companies don't tell you that. But if you have 10,000 engaged fans, you know, you can make a career.
Chicago rapper Psalm 1 and Angelina in studio, half of the supergroup, the Rapper Chicks. More with Psalm and Angelina when we return here on The Download. Stay with us.
We don't need no fuel like, ooh, she vegan. Baby, where's the protein? Said I'm from Shot City. We got four proteins. Boots, cups, socks, huh. Got Kenny Dennis sitting over next to prop cars. And his is short, so tiny, look like...
Little Rapper Chicks there for you. The song Karma off the album. That's who we're talking to. Half of the Rapper Chicks tonight. Psalm 1 and Angelina. Psalm 1, of course, the first lady of Chicago hip-hop. Been involved with so many different projects here in town and has been on the scene for 15 years. Now, when we were talking about you leaving the mainstream or a record label, because, you know, you talked about being on Rhymesayers and going independent, and that's easy to do, but there definitely has to be some fear involved.
I knew my music was good. I didn't know how it was going to resonate without the machine behind me. I was just scared of just doing something without them. You know, just kind of like a parental sort of thing, you know what I mean? Like, they never said, I mean, my deal was good to the point where I could put out side projects and stuff. I was just very much looking forward to working with them again. Mm-hmm. So I was focused on an album. I wasn't focused on putting out free music. In fact, Rhymesayers was very much against me putting out free music. A lot of the artists on the label were very discouraging of me putting out music and actually, like, made fun of it. You know, some of that actually hurt my feelings a little bit. But,
really?
Like, thinking back, it's just kind of like, I was actually ahead of you guys on that, and now that's kind of y'all's platform too. You guys use free music as a way to create, you know,
anticipation. It was a precursor to the music industry as we know it now. I mean,
yeah.
I wonder if, you know, if you had to do it all over again, and you're reinventing yourself as
sure.
you go. But if you look back to that time, 2006, 2007, if the industry was what it is now, there would be no fear. That's
yeah,
how
absolutely.
Music is.
Yeah, I mean, I kick myself for being such a coward, but I feel that I'm stronger than I ever was, and you know, hindsight is 20/20, and I do see a lot of brave artists out here making dumb decisions, so I guess maybe it's kind of like evening out for me. It's just, for me, it's almost always been about baby steps and not biting off too much that I could chew as an individual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that I'm really happy. I probably, even knowing what I know now and being in the position I was in, I probably would have signed with Rhymesayers again. I would have done some things differently, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that was an incredible, incredible platform, and I highly respect most of the people over there.
well said.
Psalm
1 and Angelina, half of the group, the Rapper Chicks. So let's talk about this, because for you, I mean, you're from Chicago. I mean, obviously, the pedigree. I mean, think about the class that you came out of. I mean, people, I was reading up that, you know, people consider your peers Lupe Fiasco,
mm-hmm.
Rhymefest, that sort of conscious movement that happened in the mid-2000s, you know,
mm-hmm.
even on the heels of what Common and Kanye West were doing before what they are doing now. Talk about that, because you've seen a lot happen in the Chicago hip-hop scene in the last 10 years. The new sort of wave of conscious rap with Chance the Rapper. Where do you see yourself fitting in?
Like, what's
or maybe
that?
Not.
What
maybe you're
that?
Not fitting in. Maybe
I don't know
that's
what
the
that
whole
means.
Point. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can do plenty of styles, and I think that is really indicative of what a true Chicago artist is. So I can do all those styles, and I can also just reinvent myself. I just like saying words in fun ways, and I like finding myself through the music. So I'm kind of just living through the art. I don't follow trends.
Mm-hmm.
I like to show skill and show, hey, I can do this style. I can hop on a song with an Angelina or a Chance or a Saba or any of these younger rappers and not hold my own, but just show, like, look, this is where we are right now, and these are some of the better rappers. I don't get on tracks with people I don't respect, so it's just kind of like there's so many different styles here, so much talent. Like, I'm so happy that we have the spotlight, because it's always been that way. When I was a kid, before any of us were recording music, we always knew people had so much talent here, and that, you know, it was never, you know, the people who were blowing up here, it was just like just a very, very, very small percentage of the talent.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel that way.
I was going to ask you that. Angelina, let me ask you that. I mean, so you see so many different artists from Chicago start getting national attention. It's almost like, once again, the spotlight is on Chicago when it comes to, like you mentioned, Saba or Chance the Rapper or Vic Mensa down the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? I mean, do you think that there's a space for rapper chicks in there? I mean, is that where you guys see yourselves at, or is it more you're charting your own course?
I do feel like when I say unique, like I think we don't fit in here. I think, not to say like we're bigger than Chicago, but I feel like it's bigger in the grand scheme of things. I think Rapper Chicks is a platform for all women, not just mm-hmm. like Chicago women, not just girls who rap, but girls who sing, girls who dance, girls, whatever kind of art you want to do, that's kind of where the Rapper Chicks fall. I think it's kind of raw that Sam can do so many different styles. She's very much what Chicago's about. You know, before drill music was, it was like, what was it, Atlanta, like, trap? It was like the trap
wave. Atlanta bounce.
Yeah, there we go. But that's what came, that's what our drill sounds like. So, you know, the fact that she can do so many different styles is very Chicago in itself.
Angelina and rapper Psalm one half of the supergroup, the Rapper Chicks. We'll continue the conversation because I want to talk about being women in rap. Misogyny, that's a big part of the hip hop scene, not just here in Chicago, overall. So we'll talk with Psalm One and Angelina some more after the news here on WGN Radio.
Tell me something I don't need to know. Your secrets go. Mm-hmm. I know you love me now, but how about when my demons show? Are you attracted to the defender? Leave your self control.
You still read poetry for my baby.
Little Psalm 1 right there, the song Secrets. It's off the record Psalm 1 Loves You, featuring the Rapper Chicks. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Psalm 1 and Angelina, half of the supergroup, the Rapper Chicks, both rappers here in Chicago. Psalm 1, sort of known as the first lady of rap. I have to ask, being women in rap, in the Chicago hip-hop world, it's got to be hard.
Yeah, it's horrible everywhere. But I feel like, specifically in Chicago, we have the best female rappers on earth, per capita. Maybe I'm biased. But I've seen the caliber of female MCs that come out of here. One of the best rappers in Chicago is sitting to my left, female or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion, and a lot of people share it.
But you've had to deal with a lot of crap, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
talk about men.
Is it getting better? Well,
no, absolutely not. Yeah. In certain respects, it's getting worse. I feel like when you're a woman who demands respect, you're gonna get it where you are, and if someone's not giving it to you, you don't mess with them. So you're not gonna see me really fraternize or be around people who are like secretly like, you know, not getting it as far as the need for women's voices, or understanding that there's always been a lack of women's voices. And because, you know, a female artist that you want to work with, and I'm talking to you dudes out here, like, she might be attractive. Can you keep it in your pants long enough to get some work done? You know what I mean? Can you make sure that you're keeping the focus on the music or the production or whatever it is, that you're not, you know, belittling her or undervaluing her talent, mm-hmm. that you're not patronizing her when she gets to the venue and, you know, the sound guy's like, oh, you got some gear. And it's like,
And the rapper chicks, more gear than you ever. But like, do you find yourself having to be almost, you know, the mother of, mm-hmm. you know, of women rappers in Chicago, but you've gone through 15 years of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? So do you find yourself when you're sitting with Angelina as a younger rapper
sometimes.
Saying, watch, you got to watch out for this, you got to do this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm at her all day, but I'm talking about like even outside of my immediate circle of people. Yeah, sometimes I find myself in the room and I'm like, yeah, I have the most experience here. And that's fine. Like, I like that. As long as that's not happening all the time, I like to get inspired too. Not to say that younger rappers lack inspiration or anything, but sometimes it's good to always keep someone with more experience around you. So I appreciate the fact that I've been able to be even steady for 15 years. I know people that were hot last year, they can't get a listen. You know, they can't put out a free album. No one cares, you know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel definitely very blessed to have seen, you know, the things that I've seen. As far as women artists, we have to fight for a few, I think, more in certain respects than our male counterparts, but that's not any excuse as to why you can't be successful.
Let me ask this as we wrap up. Let me ask both of you. You mentioned Chicago's got the best female MCs in the world.
Yes.
What is it about Chicago that makes the greatest?
I think it's the struggle. I think it's all the BS that we have to deal with. If we're going to be top tier, then I know we got to go through the struggles to get there. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't think to myself, like, crap, this was built on, you know, some foul-ass dude. You know, sorry. But I think to myself,
this country was built on some foul-ass dude.
I think to myself, like, man, like, these are the challenges I went through. Like, in 10 years, I'm not going to be sitting here. In 10 years, I'm going to be chilling on the beach, probably kicking it with Kanye. Or kicking it with Kanye.
You heard it here first.
You know, that's what I'm going to be doing in 10 years. And these trials that I'm going through now are what's going to make me make it, you know?
What do you think about Chicago?
I think it's the water. I think, no, I honestly think it's geographically, it's the same thing that, you know, just artists, period, from here have dealt with. No major labels. Now we have a decent industry here, which means more people doing it.
Does that make
it.
You hustle more, that there's no major labels here?
I just feel like I know how to move. I've lived elsewhere and come back. You know what I mean? So I know where the labels are. They're going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, I also know how to put my own album on iTunes and get the money myself. You know what I'm saying? So as far as I think what we struggle with here in Chicago is identity and fear, to be honest. I think that a lot of rappers don't have, you know, the A&R, the culture, the experience to understand what really is happening in the big leagues, because we do have our own little bubble of, like, incredible talent where people have been able to transcend and go and do, like, great things like a Chance or like a Saba or like a Tink, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they actually had to leave and they actually had to, you know, be in these meetings and have the right team. I think there's a lot of talent here with not a lot of direction, and I think that's probably the issue. And when it comes down to female artists, maybe following females who don't really know what's best for themselves, much less any other female, or men who might be predatory, or men who just don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just think it's a human connection that you have to make in understanding why you're making the music. I think that's part of the reason I've been successful, is because, you know, I come from an industry that I don't have the desperation to make music. I'm going to make music whether or not I'm popular at it or not. You know what I mean? Like, I was a chemist. I was making a lot more money than I'm making now.
I didn't even get into that. I saw that, like, on your bio. It's like, oh.
Yeah, so I didn't.
Rapper/chemist.
Yeah. I didn't get into this to become rich or famous. I did it because I was making music anyway, and people who I really respect came and sought after me. So that's a blessing, you know what I mean? So for me to even be sitting here right now, you know, 15 years later, that sounds crazy. That sounds
15
crazy.
15 years,
because
huh?
I was like, carry the two. I've been doing it professionally for 10 years, and then five years before that, I was doing it as a bum. No, I'm kidding.
up-and-comer.
Up-and-comer. Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, 15, yeah, that's true.
Well, congratulations on 15 years.
I think we need to go get a cake.
Yeah, right? And for 15 more, and 15 after that.
That's right.
After that.
That's right. Be like Elton John.
That's right.
You'll
be on that beach with Kanye in 10 years.
Waddling around.
Psalm 1, Angelina, they are half of the group, the Rapper Chicks. The new album is out. It's called the Punk Album.
You can download the SoundCloud app, follow Psalm 1, that's PSALMONE, and that is the first playlist on the SoundCloud app. You can stream that for free, but if you want to buy it, and now that you know that we're not working with a big conglomerate, the money goes right back into putting out more music for you guys. You can buy it at regularblackgirl.com, all one word, all spelled correctly, regularblackgirl.com.
Psalm 1, Angelina, thanks for being here.
Rapper Chicks.
Thanks for having us.